WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, now that I've had both vaccines, and so I have a good percent of protection, and other New Yorkers are wearing masks, which is good, I'm glad to see, I guess I could go out into the world. But do I want to? It's a world gone mad everywhere. India. Oh my God, those poor people. Get supplies there. Get them off the streets. I can't. I just can't. I walked to the bank yesterday and I heard screams from a crazy lady coming from, wait for it, a grate over the subway on Lexington. She was yelling and cursing, and I was just reminded how dangerous the subways are now, so I won't be going down there. Five immigrant children, ranging from months, yes, you heard it right, months old, to age 7, were found alone in the horrible, overwrought Texas 100-plus degree heat. A farmer and his wife found them. They'd been left alone by God knows who. They could have died. They fed them, gave them water, and turned them over to the government. Children, crawling infants, a world gone mad. Israel is taking a lot of heat because after being bombarded by over 1,000 rockets targeting schools, hospitals, and yes, regular, normal people living their lives in Tel Aviv, yeah, they decided to send them back, you know, like fight back. Now, they do have superior forces, so should they just go tit for tat and bomb 1,000 times? No, they'd wipe out Palestinian terrorists and then they'd be blamed. So should they just keep trying to warn them to leave and them bomb? That's what they do for civilians. But Hamas aims for them. Oh, come on. Holy places in the Christian community never have problems. That's because they aren't storing their weapons there for terrorist attacks and then complaining about response. Hamas wants to keep the people down, their own people, poor and wounded. Palestinians have never had a leader or support from other Arab countries. I won't go on. There's no reasonable discussion to be had here. My soldier son didn't sleep all night the other night. There are rockets coming over his home in Rishon. Yeah, I have a dog in this fight. South Carolina is putting a firing squad back into death penalty cases. Are you kidding? Why don't they just burn witches and get it over with? World gone mad. Liz Cheney, one of the only sane three or four Republicans willing to call out the former orange sicko on his lies, has been removed as a leader of her non-existent party. She has conscience now, and of course they're replacing her with another Repug woman whose record was less supportive than hers. What is going on? A few moderates, the old guard like Christy Whitman and Charlie Dent, are talking about starting a new party. Please do. We need a real decent party. We'll never have democracy again. Oh, I could go on and on, but I also could go out into the crazy world gone mad. Should I? No, I think I'll stay and watch more TV and do needlepoint. Probably forever.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.